Hello everyone and welcome to Toonami Therapy. Today on April 8th of 2021, I am Michael.
I'm Tommy.
And we're here to, as always, just talk about stuff, mostly anime. Right, so I guess this doesn't directly affect... It won't affect us for a while, but they did announce they are going to make an anime of the next part of JoJo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, part 6. Heard about that. And yeah. I'm actually looking forward to it.
When I saw when some people were talking about it, what I was seeing most people were discussing it were saying, "All right, we're one step closer to part 7. But yeah, I am interested in part 6. I do want to see it. But it'll be at least a year and a half before we ever actually see it dubbed on Toonami. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they have to, when they announce, what's usually the distance between them announcing an anime and them actually airing it?
I wouldn't know that.
I feel like I should look it up. Well, in the case of Bleach, it's been over a year because they announced they would have the final season, and then have they made any updates at all?
Mm. Yeah, but other cases, they've gotten them to air a lot quicker than that. So I wouldn't use Bleach as an example, but yeah.
Oh, I know it's not an example. It's not a typical example. I just thought it was funny that they announced it and we've heard nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Will it be like that a time Beyonce just announced this album without any like information ahead of time? It just suddenly appeared on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just like saying, "Okay, well, it's starting next week. Have fun." Okay. So, well, I guess we'll start out then with the Toonami stuff we were covering. So first we've got Attack on Titan episode 71. So a bunch of people are thinking that Eren shouldn't be, you know, in prison or whatever, even though I think Eren basically says, well, you know, if I wanted to break out, I could.
So yeah.
Anyway, so basically, to get him out, they plant this bomb in this chair of that Zachary guy, and that's a distraction for them to get Eren out. Because, and let's see, so they do that. Then there's, yeah, that was the main stuff that happened. That mm-hmm. that they're the big takeaway is the fact that we've got, oh yeah, of course, I didn't mention the followers of Eren Yeager are the Yeagerists.
Yeah, that was the funniest part of the whole. So, in fact, that's probably the only thing I really remember is that they were called the Yeagerists, because I have no idea what they're trying to do or any of this, because it seems like Eren's gone absolutely crazy, and he doesn't even resemble the character he once was. So it's a little weird, and yeah, but I guess it was an okay episode.
Yeah, well, your thought process is basically what I was thinking about 2 years ago when I was reading this in the manga. Speaking of which, the final chapter comes out super soon, so if only we were recording this a few days later, I think it would be out, so we'll see. I will be interested in seeing what happens. There might have been some leaks, but I haven't seen them yet. Mm-hmm. I guess maybe I'll say something about that when that happens, but yeah, Yeagerists, maybe it's one of those things that just sounds better in Japanese. In fact, actually, let me see. I am suddenly curious. What is that the term in Japanese. Let's see. It's the Yega. They're called the Yega Ha. I don't know what the Ha means, though. Let me look that one up. It looks like, okay, so it looks like in Japanese it just is, it just means Jaeger group. Or like Jaeger, like it could be used, yeah, it's used as a suffix to like refer to a group or a political faction or party. So, you know, Jaeger party, Jaeger group, something, Jaeger faction, something like that.
Yeah.
Sounds better than Jaegerist.
Now I like the Jaegerist because it fits with the theme of this season. Like, just completely odd. Everything doesn't make sense. And I think that you need a name like that in a season that's been this weird. And it's only going to get weirder, is my guess.
I just remember telling you, yeah, the series gets weird at this point. And yes, rewatching it again, I can again confirm this. Yes, this series does get weird at this point.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got that. All right. So then we move on to Food Wars episode 43.
Are you doing that or me?
Oh, I thought you did Food Wars.
Did I? Okay. Yeah, I'm having a hard time remembering.
Okay.
What happened? So.
Okay, I guess I was thinking that it would be easier for you because you saw them and then you watched them. You watched this season and then you are watching it again. But now I'm suddenly thinking because you watched it, it might be the whole thing in quick succession, you might actually be having trouble remembering what happened in this specific episode.
Right, exactly. I could tell you the whole plot of the season, but trying to tell you what exactly. Okay, so basically this episode was the Captive Queen. So so basically they bail Erina out of jail or out of the clutches of her father. Alice plays a big role in it, and Alice is like super nice, which makes me feel bad because when I wrote a fan fiction, I turned Alice into the villain, and I feel bad about that now. So sorry, Alice. But basically, they get her out there, and now she's gonna live in the dorm with all the other losers, and one of them calls her Erina Poo, which for some reason I just find so adorable, Erina Poo. And she tries out all their food, and of course she doesn't like any of it, which I'm glad she kept her dignity. And that's pretty much what happened. Now that I remember the title of the episode, everything else flowed from there. And I thought it was a really good episode, like really good. And that's why I was embarrassed I couldn't remember it.
Yeah. One thing I did mention, well, you did mention the flashbacks, which were a big part of the episode, which were basically kind of showing about how the reason Erina is so distant from everything is basically because Azami was essentially a mentally abusive parent.
Yeah.
Like it's really the flashback stuff we got. It was just kind of scary. It was very effective. To see all of that. Although I couldn't help but wonder the whole thing where when they're kids, Alice, you know, says, "Oh, I'll write you letters, Erina." But then Erina doesn't get any letters, and it's because, well, I can't remember if it's been if it was explicitly stated here or if it wasn't explicitly stated until later. But you can, you can at least infer that Azami was just intercepting them and telling Erina that she didn't get anything. And I was just thinking, okay, did they just steal that from the notebook?
Yeah, funny thing is, something similar happened to my sister. She sent wedding invitations to people, and their father got a hold of them and told my sister they can't come without them ever even knowing that they got invited. So, yeah, it's real.
Or the time apparently where so Weird Al, of course, you know, makes song parodies, but he tries to get permission from the artist and stuff. So he was trying to reach out to Lady Gaga to do a parody of one of her songs, and it was refused. But then it turned out that apparently she never actually knew about it. The manager, just her manager, who just assumed she wouldn't like it and didn't tell her. So once that got sorted out, the actual parody got released. Anyway, so yeah, this was a pretty good episode. It was effective at what it was doing. Now that I think about it, this episode really put a lot of stuff into just one episode.
Yeah, it did.
You had all that stuff, that backstory stuff and flashbacks. You had Erina leave and go to the Polaris dorm and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot happened, unlike Black Clover.
The only real criticism I had from this episode is that some of the Erina fan service towards the end felt like really out of place. It's just like, oh, we're talking about all this serious stuff, and they're saying, and then meanwhile, while the characters are talking about serious things, it's like, all right, let's watch Erina take her clothes off and take a bath.
Yeah, I don't mind it. So.
Okay. So we did watch Fire Force this episode, episode 43. Unfortunately, like I said, we had that weird ending at the previous episode. There is no follow-up. I guess we're just supposed to assume that the guy lost when he tried to take out Tamaki. But when in this one, there's Maki. Tamaki, Maki, that's not confusing at all. One of the characters... in Fire Force. So it turns out that she's the daughter of some general guy, and he decides that he wants to withdraw her from the Fire Force to be just a part of the regular military because it's safer, I guess. Then, and as I said to you, I expect that this will all be undone in one or two episodes. And the rest of it is the other characters are going to go to try to investigate, something to like try to take on the bad guys in, I can't remember the specifics of the thing. They're going to do something dangerous.
And the thing we both noted is that this show is incredibly silly for something that's going on in a world that 90% of the world got burned up. And it just doesn't feel right that they're making these jokes. And, you know, I said Evangelion, but honestly, Evangelion's jokes were few and far between by comparison. And also, Second Impact didn't destroy like as much as the Great Cataclysm did. So, yeah, I just don't think the humor works very well. If this was going on in a normal world, I think I might be more open to the humor. But you can't tell me one thing and then... You can't tell me, you know, something about, okay, this is really serious, and then try to be really funny at the same time. It just doesn't work. So, that's what I was thinking about that.
Well, my problem isn't exactly the humor. Well, humor, it's more the style of humor. It's the, because I remember Evangelion actually did have a good deal of comedy. Well, I guess at least when they weren't you know, when they were in their off time and not actually fighting the Angels. At least in maybe the first half of the series, that comedy kind of dissipated as it went on. But it's more the fact that it's such wacky comedy. Like, remember, mm-hmm. there's a character who thinks he's a knight and gets more powerful the more he gets into the illusion. That's mm-hmm. That's a pretty high level of wackiness for what's a serious setting. Like,
right.
That's the kind of character I would expect to see on something like Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo-Bo, not, mm-hmm. you know, this sort of thing. And no, I'll be honest, even the wacky humor doesn't really bother me with, in terms of its dissonance with the setting, because the series so infrequently even seems to focus on that. It's just, well, some bad stuff happened and we're trying to stop them from the bad guys from doing more bad stuff. It's so it doesn't really bother me. It's more just a case of, well, it's kind of unintentionally funny that you've got this wacky comedy in what should be a serious setting, but
mm-hmm.
yeah. So yeah, that was Fire Force. All right. So we got Black Clover episode 144. So they're the good guys are trying to find the bad guys so that they can rescue the people they took captive. The bad guys are like, okay, should we kill them? Another one says, oh no, we shouldn't do that. This is filler. We can't have main characters die. The actual explanation we're trying to give is that it's a case of, oh, well, you know, they want to actually do it in some sort of justice manner or whatever. But yeah, but that's the real reason.
Chosen style.
The other, so then they announce that they're going to do some sort of public execution at the end of the episode. Most of the episode is the good guys trying to find them and not really succeeding. And so, yeah, I think this arc, I'm not sure how long this sort of mini arc thing we've got, like whether this wraps up in the next episode or whether it continues on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how much longer we go with it because it's filler. We'll see. But
yeah,
it was just kind of, I mean, like I said, even if it's technically canon, it's still basically filler.
Yeah, I'm to the point where I don't really feel like staying up for Black Clover anymore.
I feel like they tried to make an emphasis on that part. Oh, well, we're just covering the stuff that happened in the manga off screen to try to make people, you know, because normally when people hear filler arc, they should go, well, I'm going to check out of the series for a while. But if they announce, no, really, this actually happened, kind of, then maybe they could get people to stick around for it. One other thing, last time you were wondering why Sekre/Nero is still switching between human and bird. Well, I thought about it, then I realized, oh, the answer is actually, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure it's just birds can fly and that's cool.
No, it wasn't that. It was switching between names.
Oh, okay.
Like, why is sometimes they call her Nero and sometimes they call her Sekre? Just pick one or the other, you know?
Oh, okay.
What I didn't understand was that they just keep on using different names for her, you know?
Okay. My guessing that is that maybe Asta seems to be the main one using Nero, and I assume that's just because he knew her as a bird as Nero for so long and just continues doing it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would assume that's it just because she was better known by that name here. So, yeah. Yeah, kind of an underwhelming Black Clover. Oh, I did watch SSSS Gridman episode 12, the final episode. Mm-hmm. My thought is, well, this looks like it could have been like this could have been a really cool final episode if I actually understood what was going on. Because, well, I watched the first four episodes and now I'm just jumping into the 12th, so I have no idea what's happening. But if I did, I might have enjoyed it. Okay, we've gotten that. So, all right, that's our Toonami stuff. So, we've got our two new shows that we've checked out. Baka and Test and Kaguya-sama Love is War. Do you have a preference as to which order we do them?
Well, I saw Baka and Test first, so that would make it easier on me.
Okay, sure. All right. So... yeah, okay. So we've got Baka and Test episode 1. Do you since you're more familiar, since you've seen it before, do you wanna do the recap?
Yeah. So basically there's this kid named Yoshi and he's taking a test and he has this girl named Himeji and she gets sick, and because this school is like kind of like my school, where they would come up with any idea possible to make you fail. Well, she fails because she got sick. And the reason he failed is just because he's a moron. And they get put in class F. And basically, there's like a class system. If you're in class A, you get all the best stuff. If you're class F, you get all the crappy stuff. And but here's the thing, is that you can have wars with your avatars and try to move up in the rankings. And so they have the first one of those, and class F wins, but for some reason they decide that they're not going, the one person decides that they're not going to switch anything. So it's basically like they're back where they started. This episode also introduced many of the characters, although I would argue that I feel like it didn't really give you a good idea about the supporting characters yet, but it will. So you'll have to be patient with that. But this episode in particular, I really enjoyed it. I just feel like I know these other characters get development, and it feels like, oh, this is taking so long. It took one episode. So that's how I was feeling about it. What do you think of it?
Well, let's see. Oh, one quick thing I wanted to mention because I almost forgot. Apparently the full name of this is Baka and Test Summon the Beasts, because that's what it's listed on at Funimation's site. Apparently the Japanese title is Idiots, Tests, and Summon Beasts. So, I don't know why they... That's a question. I wonder why they left the Baka part untranslated.
I don't know.
Like, I guess Baka and Test sounds better than Stupid and Test.
I think they called it Baka No Test, and everyone just called it Baka No Test, and then whenever they translated, they're like, okay, we'll just keep it almost the same. So, yeah.
Well, it couldn't. The title in Japanese is Baka Toe Test.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's, well, I'm looking at the Japanese title. It's one of those. It is Baka Toe Tesuto, which is Tesuto is test. It's Japanese is a weird language where a lot of times you can only kind of approximate the sound in English. So Tesuto is how you get test. Anyway, the episode itself. Well, you were mentioning about not getting much in terms of the supporting cast. Well, I can understand that because when they had these I can't remember what they're called, like the sort of battle against the other class.
Yeah.
Whatever it was called. They have that. And then, and I'm watching and I'm realizing, wait, I have no idea who's on what side. This person just lost. Are they one of the good guys or the opponents? The only two characters I could remember, like the designs for then, were the main ones, the Yoshi and the pink-haired girl.
Himeji, yeah.
Himeji, right. So, yeah. Well, I think I was expecting a little more of a pure comedy, I guess. I mean, there were jokes and stuff, but it didn't quite focus as much on the comedy as I thought it would. I don't know if maybe it was because it was spending time, you know, setting stuff up.
Yeah, definitely setting stuff up, because from here there really isn't much of a plot, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Cause it kind of seemed like it was setting one up with them going up against the next, like the Class A or whatever.
Yeah, the plot's just kind of there to hold things together. It's mainly about the jokes.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. It's just this first episode, I feel, didn't really go much for the jokes. But yeah, if that's what it's going to be like after this, that's fine. Let's see. So, yeah. Well, I was watching this and I realized, oh, well, okay, I can see why Assassination Classroom reminded you of this. Yeah, you really did cover everything mostly on it. So, yeah, I thought it was okay. I feel like most of the issues I had with that are things where I'm saying, okay, this is setting stuff up. It's the first episode. The second episode is probably where it actually focuses more on the stuff and hopefully I'll know the characters well enough that I'll actually know who's on what team.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Okay, so yes, that was Baka and Test episode 1. Okay, so then we can move on to the other one, which was my suggestion, Kaguya-sama Love is War episode 1. This is going to be a weird show to recap because, from my understanding, each episode basically has three different stories in it, kind of like, you know, an episode of Garfield and Friends.
Mm-hmm.
So basically essentially the premise of it is that there are these two really smart kids who are on the student council who are actually Kaguya and what's the other one? Shirogane. I always forget his name because his name isn't in the title. Who are apparently actually into each other, but since each of them is convinced that to actually confess first makes you the loser, so they basically spend all this weird time coming up with these weird plans to try to get the other to try to admit their feelings. And So the first one was this thing about going to this movie and the whole thing just the possibility of going to this movie together. And the whole thing is just turned into this weird battle of the minds in which they're both trying to get the other to agree, but without themselves looking like they're actually interested. That's mm-hmm. The first one. The second one was this bit about this love letter Kaguya gets, and then the third one is more of this goofy stuff about lunches and stuff. And I don't know, it's really hard to recap this show because, like I said, it's like trying to explain the plots of Garfield and Friends.
Yeah, I know what you feel. Can I offer my thoughts on it?
Sure.
So the show I was originally gave me the most comparison to this show would be Kare Kano, His and Her Circumstances. And that show kind of is the thing that I kept thinking of whenever I was seeing this show, except that Whereas That So was actually played for a more serious romantic type of thing. This is all just humor. So, yeah, I thought it was pretty good, but I don't know exactly. I don't know. I'm just wondering if this is going to work as a full season of these things, or, you know, like, is it going to be a full season of them, like, refusing to admit they're in love with each other, or what? I don't know. I guess I'll see as we go along.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a big part of the show, though. It's my understanding a lot of, like, the sort of mini episodes, I guess you could show, say, aren't, like, exactly focused on that specific part. There's just some other weird, like, funny stuff that the character is getting into. Let's see. Well, I did have, since it's basically a comedy, I guess I can at least list some of the stuff that I thought was really funny. I like, at the start, I like when the narrator just says, half a year goes by. Yeah, we're skipping ahead because nothing happened between then and now. Just made me think of, it's the narrator saying, not much happened.
Yeah, I remember that. That was pretty good.
The, let's see, the theme song is pretty good. I noticed that. I really like the theme song. Oh, here's something interesting. So, it's interesting because both of the main characters, now, did you notice who, do you know anything about who else they voiced?
Nope.
Okay, so the main guy, Shirogane, he's voiced by Aaron Dismuke, who did well, more recently and pertinently, Senku in Dr. Stone. So okay, that's a smart character. And this is, I didn't realize this. I was just looking up Kaguya's voice actress because I was wondering, okay, was she in something else that I saw? Her voice seems a little familiar. And you don't know who else she did? Then she was,
who is it?
She was Himeji in Bakken Test.
Oh, really? Who was it? What's the actress's name?
Oh, it was Alexis something. Let me double check on that. It was
Alexis
Tipton.
Okay. Yeah.
So that was an interesting connection between the two shows I didn't know about until about 15 minutes before we started recording when I was looking it up. I was just looking at the list and I saw Bakken Test. Oh, who is that? Because I couldn't remember who the character was. And I'm like, oh wait, that's like the main female character and the one that's a genius too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you got to trust me on the Bakken Test thing because I really think you'll like this show. And because the funny thing is that I expected this show was going to be more serious. And as it went along, it was just like, okay, this is all just a joke. So, yeah, you just got to trust me on that.
Okay. And another weird... The one thing that I noticed, this is sort of weird. So there is an opposite in that. So Bakken Test had possibly some of, so you know how Japanese, you know, at least on all the anime I've seen, like all the school uniforms for the girls are basically, you know, like they've got like, you know, the skirt and the shirt and stuff. Bakken Test had possibly some of the shortest school uniform skirts I've seen. Kaguya-sama had some of the longest I've seen in anime. I feel weird mentioning that, but I was just like, oh, wow, those are actually kind of long. I have no idea what they're like in real life. I often just assumed when you see them as kind of shorter in anime, it was for sort of fan service purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. So we got all of that. I wish there was more I could say about the episode itself, but because it's just such a pure comedy, I feel like each episode I'll probably just say what I think the best jokes were.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think there's a little more continuity later, though.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I thought, it's a comedy. I laughed. I thought it was funny. It did its job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, one last thing. I'm sorry. I keep saying random stuff. But apparently the full Japanese title of this, the original Japanese title was Kaguya Wants to Make Them Confess, The Genius's War of Hearts and Minds. And I just think, okay, yeah, Love is War sounds a little better. Although, that's why it keeps what... You might have noticed there's some bits where it shows this kanji and it says, you know, on the screen, that means confession. That's because that is in the title in the Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Anything else you wanted to say about that or the other anime we've seen?
No, not really, no.
Okay. Oof. So I guess we can just give our top three things for this week.
Yep.
Okay. So we have... Let me think here. All right. So for me... Oh, man, we only have five shows. Okay. Well, that actually... Well, I mean, that makes the three pretty easy. Only question is... Wait. 1, 2, 3. Oh, no, sorry. We had six shows. I was thinking it's five, but then I remembered, oh, no, wait. We watched Fire Force this week.
I'll go first then. Okay. Third place, I will put Kaguya-sama, Love is War. I thought it was pretty funny. I enjoyed the characters. I just am a little worried about how well it's going to translate to an entire season. Number two for me would be Baka and Test. And first place, of course, is Food Wars.
Well, for me, I would say this is a little bit of a weird one, but I'd actually put this episode of Fire Force in third place. I actually did really enjoy it, as much as you can say the humor was weird considering the setting, but you know, that's just something I've kind of accepted. You know, it's like with Bleach, I might complain about how the universe makes no sense, but it's just something that you just have to accept and move on, so that you don't spend time wondering how ghosts reproduce in the afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we've gotten right, so that was third. Then for second would be Kaguya-sama. And then in first place was Food Wars.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so we've gotten that. And, oh, right, we were planning to add another new show for us.
I'm not so sure about that. Yeah.
So. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. We may or may not be watching something extra for next week.
Yeah.
So, we'll figure that out. Sorry to leave you hanging, I suppose. Okay. So, that's all that stuff. Yep, we've gotten all through all that stuff, and now I'm just repeating myself. I guess the big new thing to remember is that The Promised Neverland is coming to Toonami this week again for Season 2, which I've heard mostly negative things about, and I now feel like I am obligated to watch just to see if it's... just to see it for myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going to be watching it because I never got into it in the first place, and... I don't know. It it felt like a pretty boring plot. It was just pretty much, okay, children have to escape. That was it. That was the entire plot of the show. And they had this weird thing about one of them being a mole, but it didn't make any sense. So with that, I was just like, okay, yeah, this show isn't for me. So I gave up on it halfway through and not going to get back into it.
Okay. I was always puzzled by my opinion of the anime because a lot of people like it and I didn't. But I was a big fan of the first arc of the manga. Like, it's the same events, but I was a big fan of it in the manga, but not when I saw it in the anime. And I don't know why, but that was just my reaction.
Must have ruined it for you.
No, it wasn't you. Even I just. I guess you might have affected me subconsciously, but I don't know. I just didn't find it that interesting. But I still want to see season two because they made a crazy ton of changes. They basically packed like 130 or chapters into 11 episodes. So.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of stuff got cut, and that's what made a lot of people dislike it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, we've also got some other stuff ending soon. Attack on Titan will be over fairly soon, as will Fire Force. So we'll be getting some more stuff then. I assume we'll probably be getting Dr. Stone and My Hero Academia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's that for now. We'll see you next week for our usual stuff, which may or may not include certain things on Toonami. We kind of just decided on a week-by-week basis to a certain extent. Well, we'll be here for Attack on Titan and Food Wars, at least. You can be securing that. But, right, you can see our previous episodes at toonamitherapy.podbean.com. I'm sorry for being so awkward, even more than usual here at the end, and we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Yeah, I don't feel like doing it this week.
Okay.